Okay. What did we have in Tosis yesterday? According to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, quoted here, Tosis Gittin Davav, as well as in the other Tosis in Sota and in Menachis, there are two tiers of Sirtut. There's the Sirtut that we find on every line, which is true by Mezuzah and by Megillah. By Mezuzah, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Gemara states in Megillah, in Menachis Lamed Beis. And by Megillah, it's learned out to be Shalom Ve'emes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that refers to Amita Shel Torah of Mezuzah. And Tzricha Sirtut means on every line. On the other hand, there's another Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is enough to have either the top line or all the way around, four sides, but not on every line. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is required by Tefillin as well. And it's also what we find by Sefer Torah. There's no halacha that you have to do every line of Sirtut by Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah and Tefillin are the same, except that there's maybe an inyan. If you have an easier time and it's harder for you to write straight, then you can also do Sirtut in every line for the sake of Noi. Tosis suggests even by Tefillin. In other Tosis, it's mashma more by Sefer Torah, that by Tefillin it isn't so much of a Noi because it's not so visible. But basically, Me'ikar Adin, there's no need to do Sirtut in every line by Tefillin or by Sefer Torah, but there would be Halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore you also have the din of even three words that you have to have Sirtut. Again, the Sirtut on a bare-bones level. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. One of the... What brought Rabbeinu Tam in to say this was the kasha that we saw at the beginning of our Tosfos, that... If Rabbi Yitzchak tells us you need Sirtut for three words, then how can we say that Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut? After all, here you have words of the Torah. Must be that this is in Chanan that you need to have the Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak there as well, and that's the din of Sefer Torah as well. Then there's another halacha, halacha Moshe Misinai by Mezuzah and by Megillah. There are many other shitas of Rishonim. We'll try to go through one by one. Today we'll focus on Rashi, try to put together the Mahalach for Rashi, different indications in Rashi, and try to present what we might think could be possible pshat, and then ultimately come out with what I think should be perhaps the most appealing pshat in Rashi. Then we'll go on maybe to the Rambam and the Rishonim, and at the same time we'll try to look at the Tosis and all the other Tosis in as well. Okay, so one thing we noticed in our Tosis in terms of Rashi is how Rashi interprets in the Gemara Megillah, Divish Shalom Ve'emes, Melamish Etzvicha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah differently than Rabbeinu Tam does. Rabbeinu Tam emphasizes that the Amita Shel Torah means Mezuzah, that's the only thing that needs Sirtut in every line, and so does Megillah Esther needs Sirtut in every line. This is the Loka Rashi. Rashi learns that Amita Shel Torah means Sefer Torah, and which means, according to Rashi, that Sefer Torah also needs Sirtut on every line. Ve'ikra Adin, because the Tzricha Sirtut of Megillah is every line. Whenever you see the Lashon Tzricha Sirtut, it means on every line, like by Mezuzah, Tzricha Sirtut means every line, and that's the din by Megillah. And Amita Shel Torah is how we learn out Megillah needs Sirtut in every line. So according to Rashi, it comes out that the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut in every line. And Tosis has kashas, as we saw at the end of our Tosis on Rashi's Pshat, that why not therefore learn that also from Sefer Torah? Other halachas, okay, we have to know how Rashi would be miyashid that. But this is clearly Shitas Rashi, that Sefer Torah requires Sirtut Gamur, Sirtut in every line. So let's try to understand what this is based on. What is the reason why Lefi Rashi, now it's different than Rabbeinu Tam, you need Sirtut by Sefer Torah. What kind of halacha is that? What's the marker for it? So let's first suggest, as part of our attempt to understand Rashi, that it really comes down to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak tells us even three words require Sirtut. Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadesh, this new Yesod, that there are two tiers. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak only requires the top line or all around, but not every line. Without Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, you would assume Sirtut means what it means. Sirtut means kol shura v'shura, every shita. So if every three words that appear on one line requires Sirtut, then the next line has three words. It also needs Sirtut, and so on and so forth. And therefore, Sefer Torah, which needs sirtut, according to Rashi, sirtut gamur, would be the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Yes, yesterday. So then why does Megillas Esther need a limud from Sefer Torah? Let it be its own halacha. So we tried to say a word on that, that maybe Megillas Esther, in terms of the Shem Megillas Esther and the kashrus of the Megillah to be Yotzi the Mitzvah, all of this is sufficient to have the words of the story. But in terms of the actual kashrus of the Sefer Torah, even if it doesn't meet up with the standards of the halacha of Rav Yitzchak of Sirtut, nevertheless, it's still kashrus Megillah. But there's another halacha that needs Sirtut. Maybe that's why you would need a new halacha to learn that, to be shown the emes, that no, that lemaisa, it needs sirtut, and without the sirtut, just like we said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak, whatever that is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is ma'akev, we said in tefillin, for example. So whatever sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak is, would be ma'akev, but that's only because of the alfusa that we have, to be shown the emes. So maybe that could be the way to learn Rashi. But if we go this root, we explain that Rashi, who holds that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut on every line, is based on Rabbi Yitzchak, then we have to deal with a very simple question. What is that question, everybody? The question of Rabbeinu Tam that started us off. Namely, the Gemara says the Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut. And the question is, why not? Tefillin is also words of the Tanakh. And if three words need sirtut, and that's why Sefer Torah needs sirtut, so how could tefillin be any less than that? Right. So that's what we have to address, focus on that question. And whatever shita we're going to deal with, we're going to have to ultimately come back to that point of departure. What makes tefillin different? So on this, we can begin to suggest, and here we can pull some things out of the Tosis and Sota. We didn't learn the Tosis beginning to end, but just some important points that emerge in Tosis Sota. Tosis Sota says, before he really gets to Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to say that the pshat of the Gemara Menachos Mem Lamed Beis, when the Gemara makes this statement, Behilchisa, Tefillin lo bayi sirtut, mezuzah bayi sirtut. So the natural way to read those words is Tefillin does not have the halacha that it needs sirtut. Mezuzah has a halacha of sirtut. But Tosus, Betoch HaDvarim, I'll show you in a minute inside, wants to suggest that the Gemara means more than that. What the Gemara means is that there is a special halacha that tefillin should not have sirtut. It's not that it's simply the absence of a halacha that it needs sirtut. It's a halacha in the negative. Hilchos saw that what? Tefillin do not do sirtut. Should not have sirtut. It's a new perspective on the line of the Gemara. Tefillin lo bayi sirtut. Tefillin should not have sirtut. In other words, the halacha itself is mafkia, what would otherwise have been the din of sirtut by tefillin in the absence of a special gilui otherwise. No, tefillin should not have sirtut. And at the same time, this is a yes. This is what Tosus says. Take a look at the Tosus in Sota. In the middle of the Tosis. The Had Amrina. You find it about, in the middle of the Tosis, the line begins with the word Bahachi. Bahachi Olo, right? Right after that suffix that we'll come back to, Daniel's suffix, that what if you do Sirtut later? I'm leaving that for the end. Right after he finishes with that point, Tosis says, The Had Amrina, Thou Komets Rava. Everyone see that? Tos quotes the line of the Gemara Menachos, Uve Megillah, Hilchis a mezuzah tzvicha sirtut avolot tefillin nira, the hachi hilchisa gemirila. In other words, the halacha Moshe Sinai was this entire sentence. The entire sentence. Tosus even had the order differently, but it's all part of the halacha. The ein lo esarti tefillin. The halacha says, don't be mesarti tefillin. This proves it. The ilotema achi elohad the pasuk of olot tefillin means the lo mifsili kasim below sirtut miutzarach esarte, because you can't write without sirtut. So then Tosus says, then we have a problem with the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara had a kasha that tefillin shabo in osam mezuzah Why? Because Emeridin, because you can't bring it from the level of Kiddusha Chamura, Tefillin, to Kiddusha Kala Mezuzah. It says the Gemara, so what about, forget the reason of Emeridin, what about Sirtut? And on that, the Gemara answers Tanoihi. So let the Gemara answer another simple answer. The case is that you did Sirtut on the Tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam also related to that issue, and he says that it was not Regilus at all to do it. Tosis is using that kasha to prove his point that no, you can't say the case is that the tefillin that you are now you want to use for the mezuzah, parshas of mezuzah, have sirta, because the halacha says not to do it. Okay, so if we want to pull this line of Tosis into Rashi, so let's preserve what we just said and say that that which Rashi holds, that halacha moshimis, that there's a din. There's a din, sorry, that you learn out Megillah from Sefer Torah, and the din by Sefer Torah that needs sirta in everyone is the din of Rav Yitzchak. It's called Halacha Mishmisinai maybe, but it's the din of Rav Yitzchak. Aye, the kasha is, what about tefillin? The answer is, the halacha itself said tefillin is different. Tefillin don't do sirta. That's what we could have said without looking too closely at the Lashonos of Rashi, at least in every Rashi. The Maisa, it doesn't go. At least for some Rashis, doesn't go. Take a look at the Gemara Menachos itself, where the Gemara asks Akasha from this very instance about. The Gemara asks, "V'habaya sirtut." Says Rashi on the very top of the Amud there. Kidim Farshal Kaman. Ubit Filin, look at the language. Ubit Filin, what does Rashi say? Lo Ashkechan Debay Sirtut. What does Rashi say? That it needs Sirtut, and Filin, we don't find that it needs Sirtut. Rashi doesn't say that by Filin you can't have Sirtut. Rashi says we don't find it. So seemingly Rashi didn't go as far as Tosis and Sota there in the middle of the Tosis that it's goof for the halacha says not to have it. Rashi's lashon is much more parav. Tefillin go askach. So then again, our problem is, what do you mean? But okay, but what about Rabbi Yitzchak? Okay, so what else could we suggest? Maybe we'll say that Rabbi Yitzchak's din is a halacha. It's an iser. But who says that it will passel the tefillin? Now, here we have to start thinking. By Sefer Torah, Stame is ma'akev. So why would tefillin be different? Maybe we could suggest something like we said yesterday. That maybe the difference is, why would it passel? Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way he learned that Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut, even the lower level sirtut, can actually disqualify the tefillin as we saw in the Bir Halacha. Why would that be? You didn't issur, you didn't write sirtut, you didn't put sirtut in. Why is it possible? You said because you have to have the sirtut, because otherwise it's a deficient ksav, and the unique ksav of Torah as per the standards of what exceptional Torah needs to be. Now, again, where does that requirement apply? That you need the standard exceptional Torah. In the Sefer Torah, it's obvious. Sefer Torah is, by definition, exceptional Torah. If the ksav is subpar, then you don't have a proper Sefer Torah by definition. Maybe tefillin is not that way. Tefillin just means take the words and put them on a cloth and put them in your tefillin. Who says they have to meet the standard of exceptional Torah? This is not a Sefer Torah, it's tefillin. It's partials of Torah. It's the words of the Torah. So could be Rabbeinu Tam will hold, as we said yesterday, why does it pass? Because it's not that way. Even though it doesn't say Uchsav Tam, see, by mezuzah, it's Uchsav Tam. You have to take those words, the Torah words, the words Uchsav of Torah, and put down the mezuzah. But by Torah, it doesn't say, it says Uchsav Tam Osei Dachas. It means the words themselves, not the Chagos Uchsav Shel Torah. No, maybe not that way. Maybe the Parshios of Torah, as per what they are in terms of their definition, Uchsav Shel Torah, that's in the tefillin. Maybe Rashi will hold. Not that way. Maybe Rashi will hold that with regard to tefillin, maybe in Hanami, you need to have Rabbi Yitzchak in terms of the standard of having it. Ideally, you have exceptional, the words of the Torah, you have to have sirtut. But as far as defining the tefillin, maybe what? Maybe it wouldn't possible. Yeah, but still not so gishmak in Rashi, right? Because ultimately, then, what's the Gemara asking the kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? How can you go and make the mezuzah into the tefillin into mezuzah? Mezuzah needs sirtut. So maybe the tefillin that you're making into the mezuzah has sirtut. After all, the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak does dictate that you have to have sirtut. Wouldn't be possible without it. And if Rabbi Yitzchak sirtut is every line we're saying for Rashi, so what's the Gemara's kash? So again, we're stuck. Like, what's going on? So what is the halacha for Rashi that Sefer Torah needs sirtut? And nevertheless, we are assuming that tefillin does not need sirtut. And to say that the halacha said that way, Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi says, go ashkecha. So we're back to our question. What exactly is the mahalach for Rashi? Why is it that Sefer Torah needs sirtut? We were thinking because of Rabbi Yitzchak. Now we're up against a brick wall. If it's Rabbi Yitzchak, then tefillin should be no different. The only option is to say that the halacha said that tefillin shouldn't have it. But Lamaisa, Rashi is not mashpa that way. Rashi is mashpa lo ashkecha. We're going to see tomorrow, Yitz Hashem, with the Rambam and the Ramban. There's a whole unique svar that the Rambam mentions. Tefillin is a whole different inyan. Mechupin, it's covered, and all of that. You have to know. We have to know if we have to go there or not for Rashi. Pashtus, we don't necessarily have to go that far for Rashi. We have to see. Lamaisa, we have to deal with Rabbi Yitzchak anyway. But what is the din of Sefer Torah for Rashi? That's what I want to know. Until now, we're saying the din of Sefer Torah of every line is Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak requires sirtut in every line, and for Sefer Torah it passes. For tefillin, it may or may not pass, but it's still not going to work in the Gemara. Because if a Maisa, you have the sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak, and that is every line, then what's the Gemara asking? Tefillin Shabalu, Habayi sirtut, the Maisa, the tefillin could have sirtut. After all, you did the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. So what's the problem? So we have to figure this out. The Maisa, there clearly are indications in Rishonim that the din of sirtut of Sefer Torah is not Rabbi Yitzchak. And l'mashal, and according to Rabbi Notan, it is Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Okay, you can be a little nicer if you need it, you can do every line, but the Ikar Halach is around, right? Not every line. But there is a rush, in Piskei Rush. In the Nachis, as we have the Halachis of Sefer Torah. So the Rush starts off with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which means that there really are two tiers of Sirtut. A lot of the Rush is overlapping with what we saw in the various Tosfosim. And then the Rush continues. After bringing Rabbeinu Tam, he says, he brings that the Yerushalmi is mashpa like Rashi, that the Leafusa by Megillah is from Sefer Torah. And then he says, V'nirali, says the Rash toward the end there of Siman Zayin, where I gave it to you to look at. V'nirali, the Sefer Torah, boy sirtut. So the Rash is one now to lay out a new marker for Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, boy sirtut, the Alfina Ksiva Ksiva Mimezuzah. Interesting. So according to the Rash, there's a halacha Sefer Torah. We have Megillah needs sirtut because it's learned out, let's say, from where? According to the Rush, he's with Rabbeinu Tam on that, right? Pashtus, right? Unless you're going to say it's two different links. Pashtus, Megillah is learned from Mezuzah, and what else is learned from Mezuzah?
Torah.
Sefer Torah. So, Ksiva Ksiva, new marker. Ksavtam, it's written Ksavtam by the Chumash, by Torah. So that's a new Yafusa. Sefer Torah needs sirtut, Ksiva Ksiva, Mezuzah. Now, what about Rashi? Go back to Rashi Megillah. The Lashon Rashi Megillah, Divrei Shalom Be'emes. So what is Rashi's language over there in that Rasha? That we learn out that Megillah needs Kamita Shel Torah, Kesefer Torah Atzmo, Sirtut halacha lemoshe misina. So Rashi clearly is not the Rush. The Rush says, Sefer Torah needs sirtut because it's ksiva ksiva from mezuzah. Not true. It's not according to Rashi, it's not how we know Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. What does Rashi say? Sirtut halacha Moshe Misina. So here we have an important marker in Rashi. That Sefer Torah, again, the Sirtut of Sefer Torah is every line, and it's halacha Moshe Misina. What does it not mean, halacha Moshe Misina? It doesn't mean Rav Yitzchak, that we re-explained. Because then we're stuck in terms of all the kashas we had before. So it means the kiyu, there was a separate halacha Moshe Misina. It's a Sefer Torah and the Sirtut. That's what it sounds like. Not Rav Yitzchak. What about Rav Yitzchak? We could say a lot of different things. Maybe Rashi agrees Rav Yitzchak is a lower level Sirtut. Maybe Rav Yitzchak is not Ma'akev. I don't know. Whatever. Rav Yitzchak is another halach. This is not halacha Moshe Misina Rav Yitzchak. That's clear in Rashi. It's halacha Moshe Misinai, but Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. What's the nature of that halacha Moshe Misinai? Was it specifically about Sefer Torah? So now we'll look at some other Rashis to try to expand our perspective here. Again, the Rush learns Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, and fundamental Sirtut in every line, Ksiva Ksiva of Mezuzah. How about Mezuzah? Mezuzah halacha Moshe Misinai. Rashi is calling the Sirtut of Sefer Torah, again, not like Rabbi Natan, who says it's just the Sirtut of Rav Yitzchak. Rashi's Rav Yitzchak is whatever it is. But Sirtut of Sefer Torah, halacha Moshe Misina. What is that halacha Moshe Misina about Sefer Torah named Sirtut? What was it? Was it specifically about Sefer Torah? Could say like that. Well, let's look at some other Rashis. Yoni.
Why can't you say, like, from Argamar and getting a close off the halacha Rav Yitzchak of Gamma, the halacha Moshe Misina?
One more time?
Gemara.
The Gemara's question is Gemara. So that's where, again, it gets a little bit ambiguous. The Ramban, we'll see tomorrow, Hashem, the Ramban sees Rabbi Yitzchak as a cheluk of the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Sirtut. And Gemara means Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Meiri, on the other hand, sees it, as we mentioned yesterday in passing, it's like a siyag. So we did Rabbana. So it's not clear 100%. The Lashon Gemara, Pashtus is Mash, Halacha Moshe Misinai, but it doesn't have to always mean exactly that. But again, to say that Rashi, who says halacha Moshe Misinai is Rav Yitzchak, is not going to work. Because Rashi never said that tefillin was specifically said in halacha Moshe Misinai, at least the Rashi in Menachos, that was what it said, that it doesn't apply. So again, you could go another route. We'll see the Rambam and the Ramban tomorrow about tefillin. But we'll see more in the Lashonos of Rashi that I think are going to clearly shed light on Rashi, that there's a special halacha Moshe Misinai that speaks to certain things. For now, it includes Sefer Torah, but it goes beyond. Now let's look at some other Rashis. We're going to shift our focus now from Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, where are we so far? Megillah, what have we mentioned? Okay. Now let's talk to Megillah Sota. That's another Gemara. Kasva Igeres, so the din is that when the woman is going through the process of being tested, she was a zana, so they have to write the psukim in Parshas Naso in a sefer, and then there would be mochek, it's the sefer, and into the mehamarim, and she would be drinking it. So there's all kinds of halachas in the nature of this Megillah Sota. So the Gemara has a halacha, and let's read Pshat in that Gemara. It's a little bit unclear what the Gemara is referring to. Kasva Igeres. Right, so the Gemara says that Yitzayin on the base in Sota Chasva Igeres, the last one on the Amud Tzula Basefer Amarachmana, the last one of the Gemara. What does this mean? If you wrote the Megillah Sota Igeres Tzula Basefer Amarachmana, Zot Rashi Basefer Amarachmana. So, the Igeres, below Sirtut. If you write the Megillah Sota in that parchment that you write it on, below Sirtut, it's pasul, that can't be used. Why? Basefer. The Pasuk says, you wrote these Olos Ha'ela Basefer. So, it says Rashi, V'alocha L'moshe Misinai, Sha'asvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. Let's understand this Rashi. It says Basefer, halacha Moshe Misinai, shasvarim tzvichim sirtut. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean? No, one could have said, let's tentatively say, we saw the Rashi Megillah, that there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that Sefer Torah needs Sirta. That's the limud that we had, Megillah from Sefer Torah. So Rashi will mean Hasvarim, meaning what? Sifrei Torah. So what Rashi would be saying, in effect, it says by Sefer, so Ki'ilu, we're learning out, just like Sefer Torah needs Sirta, so does Megillah Sota. Does that sound like Rashi saying that? What do you think that Rashi means? Okay, good. So even before we get there, I think you're right. You're 100% right. But even the Lashon of Rashi right here, Basher Husham, Rashi's not saying, I mean, one could have said like that, but in the Lashon Rashi itself, Rashi would, if that were the Pshat, Rashi would say, like, Gezeira Shava, right? Rashi would say, it says here, Basefer. And therefore, just like we were now, just like Sefer Torah needs. Rashi says, Halacha Mashmisi Shasvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. In other words, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was not Sefer Torah, but the identity of something that's called Sefer, that means it has to be done Seferdik. Okay? And that implies Sirtut. There's a certain standard that you can fit into the profile of when the Torah says the word Sefer. Sefer suggests a certain sense of formality, as opposed to what's the foil to that? The Lashna Gemara, Kasva. Igeres. No, there's two forms of documentation. You can relate to this a little bit today in the world of texting, right? Okay, it used to be email, now it's already texting and whatever else after that. But a lot of the formality sort of goes by the wayside, right? It used to be when you wrote a letter, and even a letter had a formality, but a letter, take it one notch above that, a sefer, right? So now we're just discussing sefer versus igeres. There's a certain, and this is going to relate to what you're bringing in, Natan, from the Gemara in Menachos, because here Rashi just gives one example of Igeres below Sirtut. In Menachos, you have a similar Lashon Rashi, but Rashi has two examples. Take a look in Menachos here, where it says Kasva Igeres, and here we're talking about a mezuzah. So this is right before the two lines before the lines get wide. I'm of you the Mashmuel Kasva Igeres Psula. Now here it says Gzeres Shava. We'll have to see. My time Asik Siva Ksiva Misefer. Because here's the thing. What is the meaning of Igeres? So we had Kasva Igeres in Sota Yud Zayin. Rashi says below Sirtut. Here you have the same Lashon Kasva Igeres in the Nachas Lamed Beis. How's Rashi explain it? Below Sirtut. That's what Rashi said in Sota. Rashi has another mashal. V'lo dikdik b'chaseres v'yaseros k'igeres b'alma. Does Rashi mean two different pshatim in Igeres or two different examples of Igeres? Does Rashi say inami? Is this perush sheni? Nusach acher? Okay, how did you learn the Rashi? Does Rashi mean, naturally, you first Rashi, oh, Rashi is one pshat, another pshat, doesn't say that. I think there's a common denominator here. Rashi is trying to emphasize here, for whatever reason, Rashi and Sota didn't give the other mashal. But the point is, what do these two examples have in common? That both of these examples are examples of a more of a casual style, right? When you have Sirtut, that makes the Ksav more formal. Balabatish, the lines are straighter, the Ksav is straighter, it has more of a formal quality to it. So Sirtut, it gives a chashivas to the Ksav, so it has more of a safer association and less of a niger association. Similarly, if you, right, today we used to use caps, right? When we used to write as youngsters, when I was a youngster, yeah, we were, right? Today it's chaseres v'yaseres, similar thing. This is over here, chaseres v'yaseres. This is, it's more of a geres. The main thing is to get the message across. So you're not so careful about exactly how you spell, and putting in the vav, leaning out the vav, it's not as precise, it's not as measured, it's not as formal. That's Igeres. Rashi is giving two mishalim. So in other words, the pshat, the chesaron of chaseres v'yaseres is not a chesaron in and of itself. As, for example, Tosus is going to say that all it means is chaseres v'yaseres. Tosus is learning that Igeres is a way of saying you wrote it without the letters spelled the way they should be spelled. For Rashi, it's a hechetimtza. it's because of that, it means it has more of an igeris feel and less of a sefer feel. So now it comes out that we have the idea of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that hasvarim tzvich sirtut. Svarim. Whenever the Torah says sefer, the Torah means a certain sense of a formal quality to it that has to be less, more formal and less like an igeris, more like a sefer. Sefer Torah is a prime example. Sefer Torah is a sefer. What else is a sefer? So look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, what is the limud here? What is the limud? Siva ksiva. So here, right, the makar mezuzah. Mezuzah, by definition, I wouldn't call it a sefer, right? So the answer is ksiva ksiva. So Rashi says, what's the limud from? Chsavtama mezuzos. The chasav was sefer krisos. Interesting. The sense that you get from Rashi, from the first pshat of what ksiva ksiva is, so what else needs sirtut? Get. I think the Beis Shmuel is medayik like that. That it comes out according to this Rashi, get requires sirtut. Why? Because the Torah calls it sefer. Torah says kashas on this. We'll see. But sefer krisus. So it has to have a certain formality to it. Inami ksov zosi karen ba sefer. Look at Lashon Rashi. Ma sefer ba yidiktuk. A mezuzah ba yidiktuk. So the halacha. So it comes out that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that we saw in Rashi Megillah, that we said is the marker for Sefer Torah needing sirtut, is not per se halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for Sefer Torah. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Sefer. Whenever the Torah uses the word Sefer, the Torah has a certain hakpada that it has to be with sirtut because that's associated with something which is a Sefer and not Nigeris. Therefore, it's not just Sefer Torah. It also applies to Megillah Sota. What about mezuzah? So here Rashi says that's the limud of ksiva ksiva. Now, I'm not saying this is a full teretz, but it's making the kasha a little less strong. Tosis has a kasha on Rashi. Look at the Tosis kasva igeris. Pirish bekuntris. Igeris below sirtut. Fact Tosis, the kasha. De le'el aminan, just above on the amud, on the same amud, it says sirtut shel mezuzah halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. In other words, the Gemara is mashma earlier that the marker from mezuzah that needs sirtut is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and here is a ksiva ksiva. So there's a lot of mahalchim and the Chronim and Makracha, others try to figure out what the difference is. Why do you need ksiva ksiva if you have already halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? There could be answers. Maybe the kashi isn't as strong as we thought, because maybe the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim wasn't specific to mezuzah. Okay. Pashtus, it's mashma, it was. So then we'll have to figure out an answer. But if we're correct in reading the other Rashis, the Machom Moshe Mitzrayim that Rashi said in Megillah, was it about what? Was it about Sefer Torah? No, what was it about? Sefer. What is called a Sefer? So I wouldn't know that Mitzvah is called a Sefer. Mitzvah is a ksav that you put on the door. Who says, has a shame Sefer to it? Oh, but we have a limud, ksiva, ksiva. Learning it out from Get, which is called Sefer, or learning it out from Torah, which is a Sefer. So now, with the Ksiva Ksiva, now we put Mezuzah into that same category of the Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim that Svarim need Sirtut. And therefore, the Lashon of the Gemara earlier could be a little bit Lavidavka. Not Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim specifically about Mezuzah, but after we have Ksiva Ksiva, then Mezuzah would be part of that Limud of Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim and Svarim. A full teretz it might not be, because you'll still push back and say, "L'maisa, it's mashma the Gemara that there was a special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim by mezuzah." If that's the case, we need another answer. Okay, so there's a lot of raid on this. Why do you need two different makoros for mezuzah? Number one, ksiva ksiva. Number one and number two, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But could be the way we're saying now, there is already halacha Moshe Mitzrayim on svarim, but mezuzah doesn't by definition fit into that. But after ksiva ksiva, now we have the giloy that mezuzah also takes on is part of that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that is considered sefer. If all this is correct, Rabosai, then a couple of interesting fringe benefits to this. What was our original kasha that started us off within Tosfos and within Rashi? Was our major kasha kept asking? What about tefillin? Now it's very simple. Rav Yitzchak is out of the picture here. Whatever you'll say, you'll say. Okay, Rav Yitzchak is not ma'akev, it doesn't pasul tefillin, whatever. We'll have to figure out another answer for Rabbi Yitzchak's, for Gabi Tefillin. Why doesn't that fit? But what's our question? But the din, the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Why? What about Tefillin? The answer is Halacha Moshe Sinai, not just Sefer Torah, but what? Sefer. Mezuzah ends up being that also because that's Ksiva Ksiva. Okay, but what isn't the Sefer? Tefillin. It's not a Sefer. It's Harshils that are in the Tefillin. It's not a Sefer. Sefer is, has to be called Sefer. It has to be called Sefer. It has to look like a Sefer. So Get might need Sirtut, if that's that first Peshat of Rashi, Ksiva from Get. Megillah Sota is called Sefer. A Sefer Torah. And Divishon Be'emes, it's interesting. Divishon Be'emes is how you know Megillah is needs Sirtut. Megillah, what do you need Divishon Be'emes? We also know that Megillah is called Sefer as well. V'nichtav Sefer. But what's the answer? The Ramban is going to tell us this also. It also called Eger. So you don't know which way to go. There are many different aspects of Megillah, some of which are derived from its status of being Sefer, and other aspects and halacha is derived from its being called Igeris. And there's a lot of pull, push and pull back and forth to know where it's going to land. That's Tosis also. Menachos discusses this point. In one respect, it has to be sold with Gidin. On the other hand, it doesn't need to be the whole line, the whole down up to the bottom. So there's different halachas, Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Igeris. Regarding the question of Sirtut, I don't know which way to put it. If I were to learn out Divishon Be'emes needs Sirtut in one way, like Sefer, then what about maybe another respect doesn't need Sirtut? Not Divishon Be'emes, just because it's called Sefer. So now I need a new limud. The limud is just like Torah, a mitzvah Torah, according to Rashi, means Sefer Torah is a Sefer. So here it's weighing us in favor of Megillah being a Sefer, it needs Sirtut. Okay, but this is the Mahalcha according to Rashi. It's a halacha of Sefer, halacha Moshe Mitzvah, that Svarim needs Sirtut. Rabbi Yitzchak is somehow doesn't bother us, and Tefillin is not called a Sefer. One more benefit is now to answer another kasha in this Tosis on the bottom. Kasva Igeres, Tosis asks from a lady Gemara Gittin. That the Gemara says that the spellings of Get, Yesh Kama Chaseras V'Yaseras. Look at Tosis. V'Hadi Yalef. It's three lines into Tosis. V'Hadi Yalef. Tosis in Menachos. On the bottom. Kasvei Geres. V'Hadi Lo Yalef. V'Hadi Yalef. Ksiva Ksiva. Lo Kemosh Apirish Bekuntris. V'Kasav Lo Seve Krisos. The Kama Chaseras V'Yaseras. Yesh Beget. Di Yishav Yiyon. Di Yishyatz Viyon. Chamisha Chamisha Yudin. Okay, what is Tosis quoting? The Gemara in Perek HaMegarish. Take a look. Hey, Amid Beis. The Gemara has a number of lines that discuss how the spellings are to be used in Get. And many of these spellings are atypical in the Aramaic language of the Get. So the Gemara spells out for us how it should be written. And the Gemara goes through Lo Lichto V'Dein with a Yud, the Mashma V'Din, Ala V'Dein without a Yud, the Lo Lichto V'Igeres, the Mashma Igeres, Ala Igeres without a Yud, the Lo Lichto V'Limahach with a Yud, the Mashma V'Limahach, the Lo Lichto V'Limachach, the Yisyatz Yevon, three Yudin, the Yisyatz Yevon, Tulasa, Tulasa Yudin. So there are very specific regulations about the spellings of a Get. No, so what did Tosis ask in Rashi? Rashi is learning that if you write a mezuzah, chaseros v'yaseros, it's a problem because ksiva ksiva from Get. Ask Tosis, Get, look at the Gemara here in Gittin Pehe. There's a lot of chaseros v'yaseros, things that are atypical. You're writing certain words without chaser, not without the yud. You're leaving out the yud of the dain and umahach, and then you have other things that you're adding yud in. So you see, it's not bedikduk chaseros v'yaseros. What's our answer to Tosis Kashim? How did Tosis take the problem of Chaseres V'Yaseros as a very narrow, specific concern? Now, we're learning out. Igeres, Kiyu, there's a second Pshat in Rashi. Igeres, Chaseres V'Yaseros. If you're not medakik Chaseres V'Yaseros, it's no good. Why? Ksiva, Ksiva. Says Rashi from Get. In fact, Tosis, Get? Get is the worst example you can bring. There's so many words that are not the way you normally write them. They're written chaser when they should be male. They're written male X for yudin when they should be chaser. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. What's our yishuv? What's the vort of chaser v'yaseres according to Rashi? What's the chesaron? Not the etzem because it's to the contrary. The chesaron is because it's not the diktuk. And that's more igeris. And a sefer means things are bedikduk. When you write beget, the way you write it, when you're supposed to mishana for the reasons Chazal give, every reason, everything has its reason, means we're going out of our way to be medaktik. And it's not considered to be a departure. To the contrary, it's more safer, because I'm dafka writing it chaser when I need to write it chaser for the reasons the Gemara will give, and I'm writing it mali for the reason. So that's exactly safer. That's not a theorem. If the chesaron says this is for itself the problem, which Tosis must have understood, so then Tosis has a kasha. How can you learn it from get? But if, according to Rashi, it's not a separate chesaron, it's not a separate case as a new pshat. It is another illustration of the idea of igeris. The igeris could be below sirtut. That is more of an igeris because you're not so makbid on how you write it, because you want to get the message across as a letter. A sefer is more formal, so you have the sirtut. And so too, another example, chaseres b'yaseres. Okay, so the fact that get has its particular local rules of how to write it, that is not a stira to the fact that it's a sefer. That's precisely the point. The sefer of get has its rules of how you write those particular words. But if you writing your mezuzah and you're changing at will, arbitrarily what the how it should be spelled, that's an igeris. That's not a sefer. Or that doesn't fit the standard of sefer that we want to learn now, ksiva ksiva. In other words, get is a sefer, it has its diktuk in its writing, then therefore you need the diktuk in mezuzah as well. So again, this is, I think, the mahalach for Rashi, that there's halacha mishmisina hasvarin svichim sirta. Hasvarin means anytime you find sefer. And in the Melam, tefillah doesn't fit that category by definition, because it's not a sefer. Rabbi Yitzchak will have to deal with it in its own terms. Questions? Yeah, Aaron.
In terms of Rabbi Yitzchak and how Rashi relates it, can we say along the lines of Meiri that's
only drabana?
That it's only a siyag to the larger.
Yeah, you have to know. Rashi is not clear. I don't think we have any clear indication for Rashi what Rabbi Yitzchak is based on. If it's deraisa, drabanan, siyag, ma'akev, not ma'akev, every line, top line. It's hard to dig in Rashi and find it. It could be. Could be that it will be the Meiri. Right. We'll have to see. We'll see in the Rambam that it does seem to be, it could also mash the Rambam that way as well. Chayra. You see the Lashon of the Rambam tomorrow. The Rambam, the Ramban. It could be that it's a derivative of the halacha of Sirtat Amidaraisa, but it's like a low, right? Whether it means it has to be only the top or it's every line, that's a separate discussion. Rabbi Tam sees it as, you know, as only on the top. But Mitzat Sheni, Rabbi Tam Chore is not seeing it as a Drabanan because it's passing its filling. See, you can't, the irony is Rabbi Tam says it only is on the top or maybe all around, but it passes. So hard to imagine that it passes the din fill it if it's only a din Drabanan. Right, so Pashtus and Rabbeinu Tam, it would be a din d'oraisa. Mitzat Sheni, it could very well be that other Rishonim, like say the Rambam or even the Meiri, hold that it has to be at every line, and yet it's only d'rabanan. So it doesn't always follow that because it's a higher type of sirtut that it has to be a higher chomer in terms of its makar. Right? Yeah. Yes, then see.
Is Rabbi saying that Sefer Torah is part of the broader?
Again, according to the Rush and Piskei Rush, clearly it's its own halacha because it's ksiva ksiva. See, that's the first reason that we saw that's different than Tosis. Tosis says Sefer Torah's sirtut is a Yitzchak. And it only requires a minimal sirtut. And if you want to do more because of Noi, you can. But basically, it's not a new halacha. It's no separate halacha. Therefore, Megillah was not learned from Sefer Torah. The Rush says that Sefer Torah has a din sirtut because of ksiva ksiva from mezuzah. I imagine the Rush is still learning Megillah out of mezuzah, not from Sefer Torah. Why you have to go two links, two steps removed? It probably goes from the mezuzah just like Sefer Torah goes to mezuzah. So, but according to the Rush, it's its own halacha, specifically because of Gzeirah Shavah. Rashi uses a Lashonos that in Megillah, as we started out, he says that just like Amitah Shel Torah, so the Lashon Rashi was that what? The Lashon Rashi was Sirtut Kesev Torah Sirtut Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Without knowing any other Rashis, you would say that Sefer Torah has Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But the fact that Rashi says in the Gila Sota that the Tzalachim Mosh Misinai, that the Svarim Sfichim Misirat Torah, it doesn't sound like Rashi means that we're learning out the Gilas Sotim Misirat Torah. It sounds like the Tzalachim Mosh Misinai was that Sefer, right, Sefer has to be with certain standards, which we assume means Misirat Torah. So Sefer Torah is obviously Bechal that, because Sefer Torah, Engelcha Sefer, more the epitome of a Sefer is a Sefer Torah. But by extension, the Halacha Mishmi Sinai covers all things that come under the label of Sefer. So the Halacha Mishmi Sinai said that some of the standards of Sefer have to be Sirtut. And therefore, it fits Sefer Torah, obviously, but it will expand to include Megillah Sota. And Megillah is learned out from Sefer Torah, the Vishom the Emes. And mezuzah is, again, here you have to think hard. There is the two lines in Gemara that seem to be a little bit at odds with each other, according to Rashi. There's the earlier line in the Gemara that says mezuzah lachem mish misinai. Sounds like an independent lachem mish misinai for mezuzah. And further down, that same Amud, the Gemara says that kasve geres psula ksiva ksiva. Rashi says either get or sefer Torah. And Rashi interprets kasve geres relating to below sirtut. According to Tosus, that can't be, because we have already Halacha Mosh Misinai. So Tosus says it only means Chaseres Viseres. Rashi gave two examples of the same phenomenon. And that's because the Etzem, it's not a Sefer. So you need Ksiva Ksiva. But could be Ksiva Ksiva ultimately brings us into the Halacha Mosh Misinai of Sefer. But the Lashna Gemara earlier was Mashma, it is a Halacha Mosh Misinai. So that's why I'm not sure if this is a full answer. You have to be matrik that the Lomisina didn't say specific mezuzah. I spoke about Svarim in general. Otherwise, you have to say some other type of answer that you need, in fact, two makoros for. And here we can start putting to the Kiva Eger. When we get there, you know, in terms of nafkaminis, if you did it one way, the beginning, and then you add it later, and this is like its own, and after we finish all the Rishonim, all the Shitas, maybe we'll go to Kiva Eger and see that tshuva inside, tshuva nun. That relates to that one line in Tosus in Sota. You'll see the Tosus, you see, he has a suffix about if you did the Sirtud later on. That would be. Yeah. Okay, more questions? What does that mean? No more questions. Okay, so should we start looking more things inside? I want to get to the Rambam, but I don't know if you got to the Rambam yet. How many saw the Rambam already? Not yet. Okay, so, okay. Mm-hmm. How many saw the Tosis in already? Tosis in Menachos, Tosis in Sota? Yeah, okay, so we can make up whatever we skipped over, we can take a look together, okay? Let's maybe look at the Tosis in Sota, inside. Yeah. Kasvi geres psula. Yeah. Rashi piresh. Igeres below sirtut. The sefer amarachmana. The lochmosh misinai shasvarim svichim sirtut. This is the famous Rashi that we medayik. That's what led us to explain what we did. That this is an inin asvarim svichim sirtut. Again, this R has read Rashi. You have to know if everyone learned pshat that way in Rashi. This is how we're learning Rashi. The ikasha. The Tos has the following question to begin. My area, Mishum Dinikre Sefer. Why do you have to say that Megillah Sota has to have Sirtut because it's called Sefer? Typically, the Belavach Yasurucht of Shum Pasik Bo Sirtut, Damien Perkam and the Gitten, Amav Yosef, Man Lehman, and Reza Rabbi Darsam Chahu, but Oda Yishach, Yehudim, and Adam, and Shemakan, and Kim asked me to the Yam, and I wish to the Tas of Label Sirtut. Bamav Yitzchak, Stein Kosher, Stein Shoshin Kosmin, Bamin, so that's one Gemara that clearly indicates that you need Sirtut for three words. So Memela, Megillah Sota, needs Sirtut because of that. That's one Kasha. Tos brings another Gemara that relates to this Inyan about writing with Sirtut when you have a word, and that is Gemara in Yavamis. Okay, we'll see when we do the Rambams, different Rambams. Bamin, I'm so Perk, Mrs. Chalitza, Amar Abaye. Haiman the Kasav Gita the Chalitza. So you want to write a shtar that states that the Chalitza was done. Now what's the process of Chalitza? That you have to have her read, say certain words. Me'en yevami lakim achiv shem b'Yisrael lo abba yadmi. That's a string of words. It's more than three words. Now you're writing to get Chalitza. You're going to write in the shtar Chalitza that you had her. You had her recite, in other words, you primed her to say these words. So now you're going to write those words in the shtar. But if you're writing words of chumash in the shtar, in the shtar chalitza, then you have an issue of sirta. So the way that Abaye says it should be done is that you should write as follows. Akrina l'dida, she repeats after them, after the Beis Din. We recited for her to repeat from me me'en yevami, from the words me'en yevami. How many words is that? Two, me'en yevami, ad yabmi. That's the string. Me'en yevami l'kim l'chif shem yisrael l'av yabmi. So do you have three words in succession here from Chumash? No. So that's how it should be written, because this way you avoid the issue of sirta. Upirush, as told Mishum Dilomatsi Mirta, Shosh Tabus with Sufin below Sirta. Those explain to Gemara, because otherwise you're writing three words in a row without Sirta. Kidamasik Marzutra, Kidamasik, that Marzutra Sirta, the Kasav, they will call Parshasa. Now, with Marzutra, what he do in his Shtachalitza, he just put Sirta. They said, we had her read, and he writes every single one of those words, and he had Sirta then. So the first Sirta was not to do it, just to say the two words and the last one. Maskif l'mar avidi v'halo nitin l'kasev. But a separate issue. Stami should be writing Torah Shebichsav in selection. That's a separate concern that we started out with that in you. Hilchisa kimazutra. That mazutra afagav don't nitin l'kasev l'maisa, you can do it that way. Okay, so this is just another Gemara to bring the idea of Rabbi Yitzchak that we took it seriously, the halacha. So meanwhile, the kasha stands, why do you need to come on to a new drasha of Basefer by Miguel Sota, typically what? That you need to have Sirtut because of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's Tosus Kasha.
Is this a Kasha on Rashi or the Gemara?
Rashi's Pshat of Igeris. It doesn't even know what Igeris means. Maybe Igeris means Kasva Igeris Tzu. What does Igeris mean?
Basefer Omer Aflan is not the reason why?
Maybe it means something different. Maybe the Pshat of Kasva Igeris doesn't mean the old Sirtut. Maybe it means Chaseris Viseris. We don't know what Igeris. Gemara doesn't interpret Igeris. Rashi explains Igeris below Sirtut. So if the Gemara means that the case is below Sirtut, and that's what we're using the marker of Basefer, then who needs to learn it out from Basefer? You know it because of Rabbi Yitzchak. You could offer another pshat in the word Kasva Igeris. He's asking a Rashi's pshat. So Tosus gives a teretz. To read, Ilam Mishum Denikre Sefer, if not the fact that it's called Sefer, Hava Amina, I would say the following. Afal gab de asalichta below sirtut, even though you're not allowed to write below sirtut, here's what I pulled out of Tosfos from yesterday already. Right? Even though you're not allowed to write below sirtut, ha megillah atzma in a psula. So Tosfos is saying here in Sota that one could have, in Rabbi Yitzchak alone, you would not be able to say that the document that you wrote without sirtut is disqualified. So that's why I couldn't just say it's possible based on Rabbi Yitzchak. Kamash Malan, the Psula. So you see, this is L'chaira, not the way that we saw in Rabbeinu Tam by us. Because Rabbeinu Tam was Medaik, that we saw that the Tefillin, right, would need the Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak, otherwise there's a problem in the Gemara. Maybe it's a simple point. It's not within possible. So therefore, that's why Rabbeinu Tam and Akasha taping in our sugya. So Tefillin ain't tzrichin sirta meikar adin. That's the difference. Because mezuzah, you need sirta. That's the pasul. So what do you see Rabbeinu Tam that it does pasul? And that's the Mesach the Sofim case. According to Rabbeinu Tam, all it is sirta Rabbi Yitzchak and it pasul. Tosus is saying that without especially alfusa, Rabbi Yitzchak's sirtut would not pass him. That's why you need a limud here, b'sefer. And if it says v'nirishilo yimayim bodkin al yada, then you have this interesting line mi'lo yadana. This we're going to come back to it to b'kiva eger in sirtei dalsa ben shita lechita lacha ksiva. I forgot the pshas ksiva kasa beisura imegilah ksher balchitosus suffik. Notice is specific about megilah sota. That's going to be an interesting discussion whether the same suffik is going to be relevant to other cases. One of Rabbi Kivega's rayas, I will say, that you can be mesatid afterwards is because the Gemara's kasha menachis, that how could you morid without the fact that you can't be morid from kedusha hamur kedusha kala, you would be able to use the parashas from mezuzah. You need sirtut, and Philip doesn't have sirtut. Simple answer. Put the sirtut in later. So what's Tosa Safi? Kvegar and Shivanan asked that question. So we have to keep that point in mind. Okay. Vahadi Amrina Bakomets Rabba over Megillah. This is a continuation of Tosis and Sota. Hilchas Mizuzah Tzvicha Sirtut Avelot Tefillin. So Tosis now is saying what we spoke at earlier today. That what does the Gemara mean there? Nira Da'ach Yilchisa. Gemirila. That was the halacha. The angle is Sarti Tefillin. That you're not to do Sirtut by Tefillin. That was what the halacha says. The Ego Tema Achi. If you're not going to say that way, that the halacha told us not to do Sirtut, Elohad the Pasik Avalo Tefillin just means Dulo Mifsili custom go Sirtut, that Tefillin is not Ma'akev if you don't have Sirtut. Miut Sarach Esatim Shem the Asalichta Blo Sirtut. We just got finished saying that Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't pass up. So Tefillin, you have to write Sirtut for Rabbi Yitzchak, but it doesn't become pass up. If that were true, but not that the halacha said not to do it, in Ken Hada Maksha Hassam, that was the Gemara asked, Menachis Lamed Beis, Mehada Tfilin Shabalu, Ein Osem Behem Mezuzah, why can't you use the parashas of Tfilin in the Mezuzah, Sheim Aridin, Osem Mekdusha Chamuk Tushakala, says the Gemara, Time of the Aridin, Hamisham Sirtud Lo, that what about the fact that you can't do it for another reason, because the Sirtud, the Mishani Tanaihi, what do you mean? What's the whole kasha? You have imatzi l'sati. Well, the case is the halacha is that you couldn't sat the tefillin. Not there's no reason. The Torah didn't tell you not to do it. Have imatzi l'mem. I've been misur tarte. El shemami na da'achi gemiri l'adu imatzi l'sati. That was Tosa's solution to the kasha. That is Tosa's in sota. Now he brings Rabbeinu Tam. This is until now. What would Tosa's be assuming about Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut? How much Sirtut? Every single line. Until Rabbeinu Tam comes on the scene, the assumption is. Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut is every line. Does it pass over the Yevet, Tosis and Sota says? No. And what about Tefillin? What's the answer to the passage the Bible can start us off with? The answer is the Halacha said not to be Mesetit. What do you need the limit of Basefer by Megillah Sota? To tell you that? No? You have the Halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak? Because without the limit, it would not be possible the Yevet. The Mayim would be Bodekar. This is Tosis part one in Sota. Now he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Had Amina Shosh and Kosvin Hainu, Imlo Sirtet Klal. Avam Sirtet, here you have the nuances of that. How much is that low level Sirtet? Im Sirtet, Bedalad Peos Hagilyonim, that's on the borders. Abidul Sirtet Ben Shita Leshita, Chashav Sirtet, Afilu Le'inyan Sefer Torah. Even for Sefer Torah, that's sufficient. But here Tosis adds, here it sounds a little bit more than by Artosis. Artosis says that it was Emre Gilus even for Sefer Torah, but if the Sofer can't write well, then he should do Zekeli Vanveyu. Tosis, here is Mashma that the Zekeli is something that should be recommended. Tosis by us and Gittin, it sounds like it's more like, okay, if you need to, do it for Zekeli. Tosfos here is mashma that you ought to do it for Zekeli, but again, it's not the din sirtut that we usually speak of. It's a Zekeli vanveu idea. Tzarech l'sarte. V'chei mochiach per kama de Megillah. Tivei sholom ve'emes, nolamish etzvicha sirtut kamita shel Torah, opir shabinu tam, opir shrach, d'lav hainu sefer Torah, el mezuzah. V'leshna damita, mashma ki yechida shel Torah, the uniqueness of Torah, d'hainu mezuzah, d'yesh ba'o malchus shemayim. V'chei nikr. That must be the real pshat, because Sefer Torah doesn't have its own... How does Tosfos know that it can't be Sefer Torah? Because what is the din of mezuzah? It's the ikar din you need... Not Megillah, it's Megillah rather. Megillah is every single line, and it's learned out from Torah, then Torah would need every line. And here it's only because of Zekeli Vanveil, that wouldn't be a limit from Sefer Torah. So it has to be mezuzah. L'chein ikar, di'i Sefer Torah mamish, mishtoi... How who credit the MS? Imkin Hadagas in Pegbase Megillah Nikra Sefer. So here Tosis by Yastin because they should have learned out Diftera and Shalobid Yo from there as well. Tosis here is saying a different point. The Gemara says in Megillah Nikra Sefer, Nikra Sigaris, Nikra Sefer, Shem Tofa Bipishta, and Sula. The halacha is in Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Baba Basra that you can't sew. A Sefer Torah with Pishtan between one Yeriah, one sheet, one and the other. You have to use Gidin. And it's called Sefer in that regard. My Yeriah Mishum Sefer, says Tosis, Tepeke Mishum Ve'emes. learn it out from the MS. The name of Tzvicha Sirtot, Utfira, Kamita Shel Torah. That's Tosis Kasha here. Shema Mina, Lesirtot, the Mezuzah, Itzvich. The awesome Tzvira Leka. And therefore, you have to have a new marker that you need Tzvira, not the Pishtan. When Tzvira Nikre Sefer. The Hashta, Lotikshia, the Paskina become its rabbi, Megillah. Now there's no problem with what it says over there. Tilchis and Mezuzah, Tzvicha Sirtot, Tzvira and Tzvicha Sirtot. You can't make tefillin into mezuzahs. The parshas of the tefillin into mezuzahs. And why not answer? That there's no minog to do it. But now we can just conclude that had ain't tzvichin sirtut. That which tefillin doesn't need sirtut just means which sirtut doesn't it need? The sirtut that mezuzah needs. Hainu bina shitin between each line. Aval bedala peyos. Again, Tosis here is focusing not on the top line alone, but on all four sides. Tzvichin sirtut delo giri mishalosh en kosin. What is still hanging loose according to Rabbeinu Tam? Tosis now comes back to what's still unfinished business. What kasha still remains unanswered? What? What do you need over here? Mila perusha lo tears. My yitzroch amir megam megila sota dipsula below sirtut. Kimin dafila seva Torah hu sagi hebe sirtut lava peos. In other words, it's not going to be better than seva Torah. Tosis assumes that the sefer here is a seva Torah, so it's going to be. But you had needed any for Rabbi Yitzchak. So what's the new halacha that you're learning out from the sefer? It's words of Chumash, words of Tanakh. And that's basically the question Rabbeinu Tam still has not answered. And then he brings Matzasi Betosus Rabbeinu, not sure that who that is, Betzachi Gitin, Shamatim Rav Eliyahu Tzrafati. This is the connecting to the beginning of Atosus. Shaya Omer Mash'anu Kosvin B'Ksavim B'lo Sirtut Lekula Mechash. We write letters without Sirtut, with Tzukim D'lo Kasvin L'shem Pasuk. We're not writing for a Pasuk, Ela Mir B'Alma Lifros B'Shalom B'Lashon Ivri. We're using Lashon of the Torah to greet someone, oh, that blush and tzach, or for tzachus, avakash kosev shemevio so shapasuki. I gav an asher mechabul sirtut. Yeah, v'yadana menolim lichtav bepirushim sukim below sirtut shemevio shapasuk. Apparently, people are knowing so makbid. I don't know why they're not makbid. This is basically the tosis in sota. Okay, on your own, you should look at the other tosis in. But I hope for tomorrow, mitzvashem, we'll look at the Rambam and the Ramban here, b'shem tshuvas hagaonim. The Rambam has a unique idea about tefillin, and then the different Rambams seem to be, again, at odds with each other, and then eventually we can agree on the question of tefillin afterwards. Okay?